So the Gemara in Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph is discussing the halacha of putting one type of sefer on top of another sefer, and the Gemara says that you could put, it says, Tashema Menichin Sefer Tara al Gabi Tara, you can put a sefer on top of Tara, Tara al Gabi Chumashim, Chumashim al Gabi Nevi'im, V'chsuvim, Avalo Nevi'im V'chsuvim al Gabi Chumashim. You can't put Nevi'im V'chsuvim on top of Chumashim, and you can't put Chumashim on top of a Tara. So basically, you can't put a lesser Kedusha on top of a higher Kedusha. So you can't put Nevi'im V'chsuvim on top of a Chumash or a Tara. But the Ran is deduction from the Gemara that it sounds like from the Gemara that when it comes to Nevi'im and Ksuvim themselves, there are no limitations. You can put Nevi'im on top of Ksuvim, Ksuvim on top of Nevi'im, because like the Ran, their Kedusha is equal. There's no chilik between the Kedusha of Nevi'im and the Kedusha of Ksuvim, and therefore you're allowed to put one on top of the other. Now the Magen Avraham in Kufnun Gimel asks Akasha that Lachar, there seems to be a steer in the Ran. The Magen Avraham says like this. If you look in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Lamed Beis, the Gemara discusses the Psukim, Amachah, Zichronis, and Shaifer. This is something we spoke about in Rosh Hashanah as well. And the Gemara says that the Seder of the Psukim is that you first say a Pasuk from Ksuvim, and then you say a Pasuk from Nevi'im. Why do you go from Ksuvim then to Nevi'im? Like the Ran, because the Kedusha of Ksuvim is less than the Kedusha of Nevi'im. And the Din is Ma'alim B'Kedush V'Maridin, so we start from the lower Kedusha and we go up to the higher Kedusha. So the fact of Magen Avraham, you see from the Ran and Rosh Hashanah, saying clearly that the Kedusha of Ksuvim is less than the Kedusha of Nevi'im. But when it comes to the Ran over here and by us in our sugya, he says clearly that the Kedusha of Ksuvim and Nevi'im is equal. They have the same Kedusha, and you're allowed to put one on top of the other. So the Chayyim see in the Ran, are Ksuvim and Nevi'im the same Kedusha, or are they not? And I was thinking that perhaps you could say a svar to be miyashiv this kasha of Magen Avraham like this. And I found that Rav Futner says a very similar mahalach in the Pachaditzik and Shavuos in Maimer Beis and the Chassam Sefer, and as our guys over there in the Shulchan Aruch also says a similar idea. That the pshat is like this, that they're really, they're two different dinim, two different inyanim when it comes to the kedusha of Nevi'im Uksuvim. There's one nidain, which has to do with the kedusha of the content of the words themselves. I'm sorry, when it comes to the content of the words, so then the Kedusha, the Ran held, the Kedusha of Nevi'im is greater than the Kedusha of Ksuvim, like Roshanim explained that Nevi'im is said b'nevua, Ksuvim is said b'ruach HaKadosh, and therefore there's a certain mila to the Dvarim of a Nevi'im over the Dvarim of Ksuvim, and that's when it comes to the content of the words of Nevi'im Ksuvim and saying them over. But then there's another din, which is not legabi the content of the words, but legabi the din sefer. Legabi, when it's printed in the sefer, what is the kedusha of the sefer? Mitzad Hilchos Talmud Torah, how do we treat the sefer? And legabi that, legabi the din sefer, the kedusha of Nevi'im Uksuvim is equal. There's no, when you have a sefer is Torah, has a din Torah, it's there to learn from. There's no chilik about what the content of the sefer is, whether it's Nevi'im Uksuvim, that doesn't make a difference. It only makes a chilik in the din Amir Shabbai, but not in the din sefer Shabbai. So therefore, when it comes to Amira of the Pesukim, we want to say over Pesukim, so which Pesukim are more chashav? The Pesukim and Nevi'im have a Mila, they're Bernavua, Ksuvim is Baruch HaKedosh, so we start with Ksuvim, then we go to Nevi'im to be Mila B'Kedosh Ben Maridim. When it comes to the Din Sefer, you want to put one Sefer on top of the other, Legabi that, Zakhtaran, the Kedusha is equal. There's no Mila in the fact that one said Baruch HaKedosh and one said Bernavua, Mitzad the Kisvah HaKedosh, they're all the same, they're all equal, and there would be no Chilik between them. So that's where Legabi putting one on top of the other, they're equal, you can put one on top of the other, but Legabi the Din Amira, the Ksuvim have a lesser Kedusha than Nevi'im. The only problem is that it's Mavur in our Sugya that you can't put Nevi'im Ksuvim on top of a Sefer Torah, so we see even Legabi the Din Sefer, there are limitations, there is a Mila to a Sefer Torah, so that I think is not sure because the Sefer Torah has a special Kedusha, the special Dinim in a Sefer Torah that goes beyond any Sefer, not because of the Mitzvah's Talmud Torah Shabbai, but a Sefer Torah has a special Dinim that is more Kaddish than anything else. But the problem is, even Chumashim, it sounds like from the Gemara, that Chumashim have a higher Madrega than Nevi'im Ksuvim. And I think the Chumashim also has is a different category. Torah and Chumashim is a different category than everything else because it has a certain Kedusha, a special Kedusha of a Sefer Torah, or Chumash is the site of Torah, as opposed to Nevi'im Ksuvim, which is a different category. And therefore, Torah and Chumashim have a Mila Legabi Nevi'im Ksuvim, even Legabi it's Din Sefer. But Legabi Nevi'im Ksuvim themselves, once you're dealing with Nevi'im Ksuvim, Mitzad the Sefer Shabbai, there's no Mila of Nevi'im over Ksuvim, or Ksuvim over Nevi'im. They're both considered equal Mitzad or Din Kisvei HaKadosh. It's only Legabi the Din of Amir Sapsukim, Legabi that, there's a Mila of Nevi'im over Ksuvim.